Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf. This year we'll be talking daf less than a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Yuma 65, talking about coins that were supposed to be used and what happens if they were taken or missing or thieves took them. What do you do? Rav Yehuda says the original coins are credited to the contributors for the following year. What's the reason? Rav Yehuda Rava explains, Rav Yehuda holds that obligations designated for this year may be offered during the following year. To me, it reminds me of the idea, it brings to mind the idea of how we have to have a duality, how we have to have a dual existence, how we have to have a dual focus. We have two eyes, one eye looking towards the present and remembering the past, and one eye looking towards the future. We're supposed to make our goals, we're supposed to make our ideas, we're supposed to have plans in mind for the future, but we also have to plan day by day by day. A goal could be to finish daf yomi after 7.5 years, but you have to do the daf every day, right? You have to be involved in the daf every day. A goal could be to have a whole PAL season, to have an OOT season, to have a whole audio DT season, but you have to do it every time. You have to have each Mishnah, each idea, each episode, each Parsha, each lecture, whatever. At least for me personally, that's how I look at it. To get the whole season done, you have to do it each day. You want to be a professor, you want to teach a course, you want to finish whatever you want for grad school, for college, you want to get a degree. Like I worked on Smicha this year, Baruch Hashem. Hashem allowed me to get through it and pass it, Baruch Hashem. You have to do it day by day. You have to be involved in different things every single day. But you have to look towards the future. We have two eyes, one focusing on the present, what we do every day, and what we could do for the future. So here too, the coins, the Gemara talks about how they could be designated for the future, but you found them now. So too in our lives, we deal with what we can every day and look towards the future, what we could accomplish in the long term while working in the short term. Always thinking about the dual thinking, dual existence in our lives throughout our days. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 66 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.